Celebrated a very important national holiday. What is that? Independence Day, 15th August. Just few days before the 15th August comes, many places we start seeing, you know, small flags. Beggars are selling flags, even in the taxis and cabs and all you see. And suddenly you remember, why flag? Oh, 15th August is coming. Or on 23rd, 22nd of Jan, small flags start coming and you remember, oh, Republic Day is coming. So at least 2 days in a year we remember we are Indians. Sometimes we tend to forget that we are Indians, isn't it? In our society, and I'm sure it's in all the societies, on 15th August and 26th January you have a poll. They have flag hoisting and they have all these nationalistic songs, patriotic songs, blaring from the loudspeakers. Hey, mere vatan ke logo, jara aankh mein bhar lo pani. You heard these songs? In fact, even in schools and all, there are many competitions, elocution and all. In fact, my sister's son, he came first because he sang the song very nicely and with a lot of feeling, that people were crying in the audience, it seems, you know. So people sing these songs and then you sing the national anthem, everybody together. Anybody remembers the national anthem? Jana Gana Mana. Then there are few lines in there which says, Vindhya Himachala Jamuna Ganga Tiranga. We talk of the Tiranga and then it ends by saying, Jaya He, Jaya He, Jaya 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 He. So many Jays. Too many Jays, no? Jaya means what? All glories. In Sanskrit, Jaya means all glories. So many Jays we are saying, Jaya to India for this, Jaya to India for that. But the question which arises in our mind is that, are we really proud of being Indians? Are we proud of being Indians? Many times some of us are, but many times when you meet people and you ask them that, you are from India? So they'll say, no, I am US return. We are Indian, but they don't like to say that we are Indian. They'll say, no, I am US return. Or somebody will say, I am an NRI. I'm Indian, but I don't stay India, you know. So are we really proud of being Indians or are we ashamed to be Indians? Sometimes it looks that people, you know, if you are in a gathering, you go to international conference or something, people take pride in saying, I'm from Germany, I'm from Italy, I'm from Australia, and somebody will say, I'm from India, you know, like, you don't see that they are saying it with great pride. So we saw this beautiful film over here, and it was showing, of course you couldn't see so well because of the lighting, but it showed so many nice pictures. It had about the Himalayas, the Ganga, many pictures were there. So actually, when you say any word actually in English or any language, it is a photogenic word. Why? Because it paints a picture in your mind. Does it? Anything you say. If you are in a desert and you think of water, you feel some relief, right? Just for example, if you say the word beach, anybody would like to volunteer? What words come to your mind when you say beach? What do you think when you remember a beach? What do you remember? You remember the ocean, sand, what else? The sun, the waves, Suppose you say the word garbage can. What do you remember? People are doing already like this, As if they are actually smelling it. You can actually smell, you can see flies and crows hovering over it and all. Dirty and ugly thing to look at. Suppose you say Africa, what do you remember when you say Africa? You remember nice safari elephants and you know the forest, the jungles, then you remember pygmies, black people, all these things you remember. When you say US, America, what do you remember then? Fair people, clean roads, pizzas, Twin Tower, jeans, rock and roll music, western music. You can actually hear all these things, right? So similarly, when you say the word India, there is a particular image that is paved in your mind. The image is nice, serene place where a lot of yogis are sitting, meditating, and you know, foreigners think that there are a lot of snake charmers over there, and nice Himalayas are there, mountains are there, Kerala forests are there, nice greenery, cultural people, you know, beautiful colorful dresses, saris, aartis, yagyas, all these words you start remembering, right? When you say the word India, you remember all these things. And that is true with any place. And that's what makes India incredible. When you saw the picture, you remember, oh really, India must be so incredible. And that's what made these people, Fred and his wife, make the decision that, okay, let's go to India. Because for them, that is foreign country. For Indians, they want to go to foreign countries, which is abroad. For them, this is abroad. So they want to come to foreign land and experience what is incredible India. And what makes any place, India or any place, incredible is the culture. And what constitutes culture? The food, the clothing, the festivals, the behavioral patterns, their traditions, all these things constitute the culture. And that's why we say, you know, Amchi Mati, Amchi Manso. We have that serial going on. We used to have at our time. So we'd just like to discuss the opinion which people all over the world have about India. Some eminent people in India, what did they speak about India? Everybody's heard about Marco Polo? Heard about Marco Polo. He said, India was the noblest and richest of all countries. Then Mark Twain, he was a great poet and writer, and he said many nice things about India. He said, India is a cradle of human civilization. In fact, he said, it is the birthplace of human speech, is the mother of all history, is the grandmother of all legends, and is the great grandmother of all traditions. So much glorification is there. And why do people speak all these nice things about India? Because actually, India, lot of things happened first in India. Lot of things were discovered and invented in India. Did you know Aryabhatt invented? Zero. Right? Can you think of anything in the world minus zero? Actually, zero is useless, but it is very valuable. So that was invented by an Indian, who was Aryabhatt. The first university in the world, today Harvard and all these universities, Yale University is glorified. Which was the first university of the world? Nalanda and Takshila University, which were the greatest universities. People would take pride that, oh, from abroad people say, we are going to study over there. So the first university was in India. Also Sanskrit, which was the language, which is the mother of all the other languages. Some of the Russian languages, most of the languages, their origin is from Sanskrit language. And not only that, all of us fall sick. So medicine, the oldest and the most original medicine is Ayurveda, which was founded in India, of course. The first doctor was Dr. Sushrut. 2600 years ago, he did the first surgery, plastic surgery. We think plastic surgery is a very advanced scientific field right now, where people are doing, you know, all this plastic surgery, and that is advancement in science. But this was done 2600 years ago, long time back. And mostly all the cloth, the spices, the jewels, the metals, everything was exported all the way from India. That is how rich India was. And it was specifically because of that, the Queen of Spain, she sent Columbus to search for India. They had heard so much about it, so they searched. He was sent to look for India. And then we start thinking right now, you know, that, oh, India was an underdeveloped country. And now it is becoming a developing country. But in fact, it was what? Other way around. It was very, very developed in those days. And actually, now it has become an underdeveloped country. Because what is development? When we talk of development, we are talking only of external development. There is something called internal development. And that is what is the definition of culture. Culture means to bring out and to refine from within and without the character, the personality, all these things forms culture. So that is why it was actually the other way around. And India was so attractive, so incredibly attractive, that everybody's eye was on India. That's why most of the invasions were on India. Didn't we learn about that in our history? Who all attacked India? The Portuguese, the Mughals, the Britishers. Why India they were choosing? Why weren't they going here and there? So much attack on India was there. Why was it? Because it was supposed to be the land of milk and honey. All the riches were over here. We've heard how Muhammad Ghazni, all these people, they attacked so many times. Somnath temple was attacked dozens of times. And you know why? Because it had doors made of pure gold, solid gold. We have some gold here, it's gold plating. So thin, paper thin, you know. we can't afford so much. But in those days, temples, their walls were made of gold. The doors were made of gold and silver. They were studded with jewels. So these people would come and they would just pluck out the doors from the hinges and take it to Afghanistan and, you know, Kazakhstan and all these places. The Arab places, they would just steal and take away. The Portuguese, you know, they came and took the spices and all these things. The Britishers, our temples actually, they were so, so rich. Every temple you name it, North India, South India, East India, West India, everywhere. Recently, you must have read in the newspapers, Anant Padmanabh temple, so much of wealth was dug out of it and nobody knew about it for so many centuries that it was there under the ground. And it was just going on, coming out, and people could not believe it. And that was the remains. What we say now, okay, thoda chhod diya. Jo bhi use karke, jo bacha kucha, which they were not interested in, they just left it over here. In fact, in under Jagannath Puri temple, it seems there are roomfuls of jewels. Roomfuls, and the room is not this size. One room is some 3 kilometer by 3 kilometer or something like that. So once one fellow heard about it and he went underneath, and as soon as he opened the, he got through the tunnel and he dug and all, as soon as people hear, what do they think of? Stealing. Nobody else, nobody thinks of, wow, where is it available? I'll take some. Mere shaadi ka kharcha nikal jayega. Some gold I will get. Something will happen. So this guy went and he dug, opened the tunnel, and what he saw, so much shining was there of the jewels. And suddenly, snake. We know treasures are always guarded by snakes. So he was bit and he was not alive. Immediately he got sick and he ran out. And nobody can go and access all these treasures. So that was so much of treasure was there underneath. And all our South Indian temples, everywhere, Somnath temple, North India, everywhere it was full of all these things. Then the Britishers came. After the Mughals left, the Britishers came. And what they did? They decided that if we want to conquer the whole country, first we have to, what we have to do? We have to brainwash them. We have to rob them of their culture, because till they are convinced of their culture, they are not going to surrender to us. We cannot subdue them and we cannot rule them. To rule some people, you have to be above them and convince them that we have something better than what you have. So they started systematically planning to brainwash all Indians and teach them that your culture is bogus. So actually they started studying Ramayana and Mahabharata, what to do, what to find loopholes and to make fun of it. And they convinced all of India, most of India, that Ramayana and Mahabharata and all this is what? Mythology. It's all mythology, you know. You guys believe in gods who fly in the sky and, you know, who have, they're talking about Ganesh, who have, you know, elephant heads and sitting on tigers and lions. What type of worship you all are doing? So they systematically convinced. And what they made? They wanted Indians in color only, but actually they wanted to convert all Indians of the color of India, but British in taste, British in behavior, British in thought, British in desire, in every way. So they just made that type of effect on India. So if we try to think that so much attack was there, so why? Because India was so rich. And how come India was so rich? Why was India so rich? Richness in our traditional language is called Lakshmi. So much Lakshmi was there in India. Why? Because Narayan was being worshipped over here, right? Lakshmi is the wife of Narayan. I hope everybody knows that in India. Sometimes people ask, who is Sita? Who is Ram? It is very painful to hear that, you know, that at least being Indians, we should know this much, you know, that who is who and what is what about our basic knowledge. Should not forget. So she is the wife. And as we know, in traditional way, again I am referring in traditionally, wives always follow the husband. So if Narayan is worshipped, then Lakshmi automatically was following. And that's why India was so rich, materially also and spiritually also. Because she was spiritually rich, materially she became so rich. And that is why, again, it was incredible. And the more people learned about it, the more people wanted to come here. So many foreigners. In olden times, when you used to go to Rishikesh and Haridwar and all, you could see few foreigners here and there. But today you go, it's flooded. Why? Because they want to know, what is this India all about, you know. People talk about it. So like that, one foreigner boy, he decided to come to India. And he was searching, and he went to Banaras. And he went to Banaras and he knocked on the door of some house. And somebody, some Indian opened the door with big mooch and, you know, traditional Indian fellow. And this foreigner boy, he requested him that, excuse me sir, you know, I have come from America. And he explained the situation. His mother and father had divorced. And his mother was married to another father, another man. And they had divorced again. And they were staying with the third family. The whole family fabric was completely destroyed. So he said, I heard that in India, families live very unitedly. They live very respectedly, with lot of respect and love and affection. So actually, I want to experience what is family. So can you allow me to live in your house for 1 year? I will pay you. But can I just experience what is family? And this Indian, you know, he had tears in his eyes. And Indians, you know, they've always been very welcoming. They welcome everybody, even they welcome their enemies also. That is their culture. So this person with a genuine heart, when somebody tells you something, who can refuse? Isn't it? If with a genuine heart, anybody, even if your enemy will come in a humble way and tell you, please, your heart will melt and you will say, okay, please come. And Indians, so that's why we say atithi. Atithi means they come without informing, atithi devo bhava. So they welcomed them with open arms and he started staying with them. For 1 year he stayed with them. He ate with them, he talked with them, he stayed with them. And one of our devotees, ISKCON devotees, he was doing book distribution in that area. And he saw this foreign bodied person and he tried to sell a book. And that fellow answered in Shuddha Hindi, pure Hindi. Nahi mere paas hai, maine padha hai ye book. And this person was shocked that you are completely white bodied person and you are speaking such good Hindi. And that's when he told this story, you know, about his, I came and I'm staying here since last 1 year and I am trying to understand what is this family. So he wanted to understand all these things, you know, and he was very happy to be able to understand this. So he said that actually what I have learned in this 1 year is more than what I have learned in my school and college studies which I did there. Because education is usually of two types. One is academic education and one is life education. Is it different or is it the same? It's different because academic education gives you what? Degrees. You do that because you have to have a degree. Even if you are not convinced of it, you need a degree, you need a career, you need a profession, so you want a degree. How many of us who have passed from school 2-3 years ago remember what you learnt in 9th standard and 10th standard? I mean, I don't remember so much. You may even remember, but how much am I able to apply in my today's day and age, in my life? Not much. But life experiences teach you what? It teaches you values. It teaches you, what does it teach you? When you see things, when you feel things, when you experience things, it teaches you how to go through life. Because is life going to be easy? Right now it's damn easy. You go from college, you just throw your bag, you know. You throw your clothes and you just sit, mommy, milk, mommy, huh? Life is damn easy right now because you don't have to do much. But after a few years, is it going to be so easy? We know. We have to struggle for life. We have to earn money. We have a family. If you are realistic, if you live in a utopian world, you think, no, life is going to remain like this and I don't have to do anything. But realistically, even we used to think like that, but now we are walking on the ground and you have to face all these things. You have to go through it. So that is what life experiences teaches you. And our spiritual master is there, His Holiness Radhanath Swami. Actually, he is a college dropout, he is a school dropout, and he doesn't have any college degree. But today, through his life's journey, from the West to India when he came, he's written a whole book which is called Journey Home. And if you read it, the number of experiences that he had in that book was so tremendous that, I mean, of course, he's a self-realized soul, but when he's speaking his experiences to people, what happens because of that? It is transforming lives worldwide. He is a school dropout, but today he is addressing US Parliament members, he is addressing HSBC managers and everybody, and it is transforming their lives. People are sitting there who are 100 times more educated academically than he is, but they are crying tears, and after the lecture, with folded hands, they come to him and they say, please, I heard all this, now what can I practically do to change my life? So we can understand that you could academically gather a lot of knowledge, but real education means The Greek word education means, came from the word, Greek word edukari, which means to bring out what is within us. And what is within us? Maths, geography, science. What is within us? Chemistry, biology. What is within us? Values. We have some beliefs, some ethics by which we should live by. So, modern education only sharpens our brain. But what it does to you? It blunts your heart. It blunts your emotions. That's why people are so impersonal today. They are so rough. People, very very educated people, but they are so snobbish and all. You cannot relate with them. They live in a different way, platform only. You cannot have a human exchange with them. So that is what happens. That is what India was famous for. All these sensitivities, the morality, the piety that comes about from a good cultural background. And that is why people all over the world would hear about it. Oh, let's go to India. Let's go to India. And India today is being flooded by foreigners. Like these people came. So let's see that when foreigners hear so much about India and when they come to India actually, what happens? We'll continue with the drama.
यार ये फ्रेड और मारिया कहाँ चले जाते हैं पता नहीं अभी कहाँ ढूंढू इन्हें
वही सेट गाय हनी मैन
फ्रेड मारिया
ए हनी हाउ यू
फाइन फाइन वेलकम वेलकम यू वांट टू सी गणेशा राइट
या प्लीज शो अस गणेशा यू हैव टोल्ड अस सम थ्री टाइम्स अबाउट गणेशा हु इज गणेशा
यस यस प्लीज कम कम लॉर्ड गणेशा वी विल सी लॉर्ड गणेशा
ओके ऑलराइट Hey, what's Ganesh festival? Do you know?
No.
One second. You know, this honey gave me this little booklet. I'm just going to read from this. It says Ganesh Chaturthi is an important festival during the Peshwa rule in Maharashtra. It was started by Lokmanya Tilak. It's a 10-day festival. People install the idol of Ganesha at their homes, sing hymns, cook a lot of traditional food. And then they immerse the idol in the water. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Come on, let's go and see what happens. Come.
Ganpati Bappa!
Moria!
एक दो तीन चार
पति कहाँ चलेगा
चार पाँच छः सात आठ
तीनों मारे
नौ दस ग्यारह बारह
पति है सबसे प्यारा
ओलंपिक का राजा थी मैडम चंदा दो ना गणपति का चंदा चंदा चंदा
अरे मेरे भक्त लोग कहाँ चले गए
चंदा माते मैडम चंदा 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 तम्मा जी पर सटक ली रे चल अरे मैडम चंदा
ये इनके पास भी जन्माष्टमी के टाइम लेना
ठीक है ठीक है
अरे इसको पकड़ चंदा तो चंदा क्या गणपति के लिए चंदा डोनेशन ये लो दस रुपया दस रुपया ये तो गली का वो है ना कल्लू भिखारी
ले रख तू रख
ठीक है मैं तो कुछ रुपये
चल जा अभी बाद में आना रुक रुक
जल्दी काउंट कर
अरे पचास पांच हजार रुपए रुक क्या करे गणपति को थोड़ा
रुक मस्त कंसेप्ट है अपना गणपति का आज से ओलंपिक
हाँ रे
और अपना ये देखो मेरे भक्त लोग कलयुग के भक्त लोग देखो कैसे ऐसे कपड़े पहना दिए
अरे ये ओलंपिक का राजा है ना ये रेसलिंग फॉर्म में वो अपने सलमान से भी बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है चल चल
डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर अभी अपना कमाई. रे आधे तेरे आधे मेरे.
25-25 दिया है ना. बराबर से
बराबर
गणपति को अर्पण कर से. अरे
ये क्या कर रहे हो तुम.
चल
अभी गणपति के लिए जो दूसरा डोनेशन आएगा अर्पण कर देंगे.
हाँ ठीक है ये ले. चल कार्ड बांट जल्दी कार्ड बांट दे. बराबर से करना चीटिंग मत करना. मार खाएगा नहीं तो तू.
अरे अरे चल 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 लाइट कैमरा
कार्टून जाएगा अभी दर्शन
एक्शन कलेक्शन. ए छोटू चल म्यूजिक चालू कर.
ए रुको
रुको रुको रुको लाइन में.
अच्छा अभी शो चालू हो जाएगा.
हाँ
अच्छा अच्छा लाइन में आजा.
लाइन में शो. वेट एक मिनट अभी हम लोग अपना शो चालू करते. दो मिनट शो देखो.
ओलंपिक का राजा का. ओके
ये मेरे भक्त लोग कैसा म्यूजिक लगाया है. मुझे लगता है मेरी आरती मुझे खुद ही करनी पड़ेगी. सुख करता दुख हरता ये भक्त
गणपति का शो. ये
आगे आओ
ओलंपिक का राजा की जय. चलो हो गया चलो 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 जल्दी लाइन में.
दक्षिणा निकालो.
ये कल्लू 2 रुपए दिए. चने दे चने.
पहले चना ले बट 2 रुपए.
चलो 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 आगे आगे आओ. ये कल्लू नोट दी. चल पड़े पेड़े दे पेड़े.
पहले पेड़ा ले. नेक्स्ट टाइम ही आना.
चलो कल्लू लोग आ गए. हेलो मैडम. हेलो सर. फ्रॉम वेयर अमेरिका कैनेडा लंडन
लाइक स्नो फॉलिंग देयर अमेरिका. प्लीज कम सी गणपति.
और ओलंपिक गणपति. ओलंपिक गणपति.
नो वंडर यू गाइस डोंट विन ओलंपिक्स. यार यू वांट टू क्लिक अ पिक्चर ऑफ दिस गाय.
या श्योर.
ए कैन यू जस्ट. All right, I think they're not going to let us click a picture. Let's go.
Hello, 1 minute. Money, Ganpati Bappa, paisa, chanda.
Money.
Not moon, no moon. Money.
Why money?
Dollar.
Fred.
Why dollar?
Donation for Ganpati.
Fred, not more than $1, please.
$2, come on, one
please. Okay. Chane de isko, chane.
Chane,
prasha.
Some Indian food maybe.
Kitne kanjus tirangi log hai. De ke sirf $2 diya. Bhaga de unko.
Ruko. Arre, ruko.
What?
Visarjan. Wait. Pani,
visarjan. What's that?
Ganpati, water.
Are they saying they're going to put
Ganpati in the water?
Yeah.
And music, dance.
Okay. Vede.
Chal.
Kalu.
ये कैसे भक लोग हैं. 10 दिन के लिए बुलाया और फिर भगा दिया. ओलंपिक्स की गेम चल रही है क्या.
हेलो चलिए सब लाइटिंग वाइटिंग निकल. विसर्जन का टाइम. चलो गणपति बाप्पा मोरिया
मंगल मूर्ति
मोरिया
पुढ़ा वर्षी
लोकरिया
गणपति बाप्पा
डॉलर दिया
गणपति बाप्पा
डॉलर दिया
गणपति बाप्पा
मोरिया
पुढ़ा वर्षी
लोकरिया
अपने दा डॉलर घेऊन या.
डॉलर देऊ घेऊन या. गणपति बाप्पा Ganpati Bappa! Ganpati Bappa! Ganpati Bappa! Ganpati Bappa!
Crowd.
Okay. And you know what? I seem to have lost my wallet, yeah?
Oh no! Oh God!
But you enjoyed music, no? Music.
But you had told that there will be hymns, puja, aarti. Nothing was there like that. In fact, it was my favorite number song.
Okay. I will show you puja and aarti and tilak. Now okay. I will show you the biggest festival of India, Diwali.
Diwali. Diwali.
Wow. That is the festival of light.
Yes. Okay. So what happens in Diwali?
Diwali is about colors.
Okay.
Rangoli.
Right.
And Indian food.
Indian food.
I'm yummy.
Ready for Indian food, yeah?
So you want to have Indian
yes.
food?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Come. All right. Come.
कल्लू चल दिवाली का चंदा इकट्ठा करते चला जा अरे मैडम चंदा दिवाली का चंदा मैडम
चंदा दो दिवाली का
दिवाली का मैडम दिवाली का चंदा
दिवाली का चंदा
अरे कोई ज्यादा देता ही नहीं है चंदा
अरे मैडम कितने कहा गई वो लोग लास्ट
अरे 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 मैडम रुको 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 दिवाली का चंदा
क्यों भाई अब वही है ना जो गणेश उत्सव के टाइम चंदा लेने के लिए आए थे
तो तभी गणेश उत्सव था अभी दिवाली है चल चंदा दे ज्यादा सवाल मत कर
दिवाली के लिए क्यों हम मिठाई लाते हैं हम क्रैकर्स लाते हैं पर आपको क्यों चंदा क्यों
रे हम लोग ने ना मस्त एक डिंचैक पार्टी अरेंज की है पता है लक्ष्मी पूजा होगा क्रैकर स्वीट डांस सॉन्ग म्यूजिक
बाय लालू एंड कालो इवेंट मैनेजर
अच्छा
चल जल्दी निकाल
ये लो 20 रुपीज
अरे 20 रुपीज हम लोग को क्या भिखारी समझा है तू ही रख आना मत हमारी पार्टी में
नहीं 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 ये लीजिए आप 100 रुपीज
हाँ ठीक है वो बेहतर है
ओके
आ जाना 5 o'clock डोंट फॉरगेट द वेन्यू नेक्स्ट टू योर लेन बाय लालू एंड कालू इवेंट मैनेजर चल अभी ढोल लेके आते हैं और थोड़ा लाइटिंग का ठीक है
तैयारी कर
दिया हाँ चल
ये फिरंगी है वहां से आए हैं तो फिर उनको दिवाली दिखाना है तो अच्छा अच्छा सब दिखाना
हाँ कम कम
मैं जरा जाके आता हूँ
रिया ये कैसे कपड़े पहने हैं
मॉम डोंट पकाओ मी इट्स दिवाली दिवाली में रूल क्या है नया पहनना एंड आई एम वेरी न्यू नो मोर आर्ग्यूमेंट्स
ये आजकल के बच्चे उफ
मॉम ये मेरा स्टार वाला कंधल कैसा लगा
वाह रिया ये तो बड़ा बढ़िया है
ए दीस गाइस आर सेलिब्रेटिंग क्रिसमस हियर कम ऑन लेट्स गो एंड विश देम यार
Happy Diwali!
It's Diwali! Happy Diwali!
Oh, happy Diwali!
Once again!
Alright, why are you so jealous, yeah? Please come, oh, sure, Indian food, is it?
Indian.
Oh, nice. Where can we sit? Can you get a chair for Maria? Thank you.
Sit.
Finally, Indian food, yeah? I've been waiting for this, you know that?
Same here.
Yeah, Indian
Here, say, paneer chili pizza.
Pizza? Domino's?
Yeah, it's Diwali special pizza.
Yeah, but you but just said that. Yeah.
20% extra cheese.
But this is what I eat all the time there, yeah. You don't have anything Indian?
Diwali pizza.
Okay, you know what? I think I'll skip it.
All right, we've got a party in our neighborhood. Why don't you join us there?
Diwali party?
Yeah.
You wanna?
Yeah.
Okay, we're here.
Please come.
All right, let's go.
Bye, Ria. Bye.
हाँ ढोल तो ला दिया
म्यूजिक
है छोटू म्यूजिक चालू कर ये मराठी तो है नहीं कुछ नया है सर रहे यार इन लोग ए रुक रुक रुक
बॉम्ब फूटा तो भाग गए थे लगभग फटते हैं
सो व्हाट डू वी सी हियर दे केम टू अटेंड इंडियन फेस्टिवल्स राइट दे हैड हर्ड सो मच अबाउट इट अबाउट ट्रेडिशनल फूड ट्रेडिशनल क्लोथिंग ट्रेडिशनल पूजास एंड एवरीथिंग Did you see any of that over here? So what happens when foreigners come here? They feel very disappointed that what they were told about and what they come and see here. In fact, one of my husband is a doctor and he has a patient who is working in this, we know Incredible India is a tourism company, right? It's a tourism company and he's working in that and when we had gone to his house, he was showing me, I was asking him, can you show me some videos which I want to use for my lecture, Incredible India. And he showed me one on Punjab, one on Gujarat, one on different things. And I have been to Gujarat. I have been to all these. It didn't look anything like what I saw in the video. So usually what they show in the video is like a 2-minute promo or something. That this is what it's going to be. But when they actually come, this is what they see. And what happens? They become absolutely disappointed. And they start thinking, where is the S of spirituality? You can't even see the S of it. You saw the way they were dancing, saw the way they were doing everything. There was nothing religious about it. Neither the food, neither the clothing, nothing about it. And that is where they start thinking that the definition of culture which we had heard means cultivation or refinement of our character from within and without. So there is nothing within. What is going to come without? Without is only a manifestation of what is within. Isn't it true? What you see outside, you go to anybody's home, you go to anybody's office, when you see it, you can understand what it is. Like when you go to the hospital, seeing the hospital structure, you can know it is something for medical service. You come to the temple, you see all these things, see deities, you feel, oh, it's for something religious. Isn't it? So what you see externally is what is coming out within. So then, here we are seeing that how this American culture has actually influenced globally it has had influence. Everywhere it is influencing it. Not only in America, India, and more over here. One of our sannyasis, when he came to India, he was saying that when I walk through the streets of Bombay, I feel I am more in New York than I feel when I am in New York, you know. The billboards, the ads and all, they've become so modernized that it's unbelievable. In fact, he says it's incredible. Incredible India. And then they say that what it has become, Indians have become like RNIs, not NRIs. RNIs mean resident non-Indians. We are just living in India, but we have nothing of India. Huh? Or otherwise, some of our friends used to joke that they become what? They are all ABCDs, you know. So once, two, three times I heard ABCD, I said, what is this ABCD? I said, ABCD means American born confused Deshis. Had anybody heard this definition? I was quite fascinated by it. that it's very true that when Indian families settle abroad, the children are born over there. And then what happens? They are born American, but they are Indian, Deshi people, supposed to be. But because of that, they become so confused, because they don't know whether they belong to the East or the West. And it becomes completely confusing. And what is the product? Some people, they start drinking beer with tulsi in it. It's the culture, but they can't forget their culture. They say, Bhagwan ko bhog laga ke, jo bhi piyenge, beer bhi bhog laga ke piyenge. But somehow or the other, you know, the concept doesn't match. When foreigners behave in a particular way, it matches their personality. But when Indians try to do that, no, it looks completely mismatched. Sorry. You travel in the compartments or you travel abroad. I mean, when you travel around, you see so many people, they try to speak in American accent. Indians, proper Marwadis, proper Maharashtrians, and they try to speak how Americans speak. And you can make out that they are just trying to imitate it. But they are not doing a good show. It's a poor show because some of the concepts cannot match. Like for example, one of my friends was sharing that this concept of gay marriages is an abroad culture, right? So they try to do it over here. And I was just overhearing somebody speaking that this concept of gay marriages, when it comes to India, even if Ravan were to hear about this, you know, Ravan, our friend Ravan from Ramayana, even if he would hear, two things would happen to him. What would happen? One is that he would start getting headache with 10 heads. Or he would get so bewildered that he would start chanting Ram's name actually with his 10 mouths, you know. Either of the two things can happen because it would be so shocking for Indian culture. And today we are seeing Indians, they are fighting for those rights that no, make it legal, it should be allowed and all these things. So these concepts have come from there and they're just not fitting into our culture. But what are we trying to do? We are trying to put a round screw in a square peg. Is it possible? It's not going to fit in. It's just not going to fit in. Why can't we just stick to what we are? They are like that because they are born and brought up there. They are not wrong. But we are trying to do some mismatch thing. So how is it possible? It's never going to be there. That is why today, what happens when we think of India, different picture comes. As we are saying that every word is a photogenic word. What picture comes to our mind when we talk of India? Corruption, scams, scandals. All these things are happening because what has happened? India, which was supposed to be a religious place, what has happened? Religionists have started dabbling with politics and politicians have started dabbling with religion, and there is a complete hodgepodge, right? Complete hodgepodge, no? We see that the people who had acted in these Ramayana Mahabharata serials, after the serial is over, they stand for election, thinking that we'll capitalize on the Indian emotion and the Indian feelings. They stand for election and they become MP of some place, and you know, for some time they remain like that and they are gone. Some politicians, they want to become religionists. Gandhi was a Lokmanya Tilak. Sometimes they try to portray religious fervor, but it doesn't, you know. Religionist is religionist and politics is politics. You should not mix it up. That is why all these words which were there in India, words like respect, love, tolerance, morality, piety, yagya, aarti, they have all become like words in the museum. They are like antique pieces, you know. If you need to see after, at least you all might have heard about it, after a few years down the line, people will have to go to the museum to even be able to identify these things. Today's religion is what? Today, cricket is religion and Sachin is God. They boldly proclaim that. They don't feel shy in saying that. They will say, oh, that is our religion. Religion, we don't even know, we don't even believe in any. This is our religion. What we believe in is religion. We are not going to follow any of the other religion which is said. So that's the hodgepodge that we are in for today.
Maria.
Yes, Fred.
Are you feeling the same way that I am feeling?
Yeah. I have not yet seen anything incredible here.
Same here. You think we should just sneak out? Yeah, and explore India on our own?
That's true.
Alright, let's go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Fred, I don't have water.
You don't?
I'm very thirsty.
Where can I buy water for you? Hey, that guy seems to have something to drink. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Babu, aiye.
What's this, yeah?
अरे ये तो शिवजी का चरणामृत है चकना
What?
You want to try?
Yeah.
Maybe okay.
A friend.
Pile, pile.
It looks like milk.
Pile, pile. कैसा लगा?
Tastes good, yeah. What did you say?
Once more.
Yeah, okay.
Yo. पीले पीले ओ मोरा राजा पीले पीले
बहुत अच्छा गाते हो
थैंक यू धन्यवाद
फ्रेंड लिटिल मोर
हाँ मजा
पीले पीले ओ मोरा राजा पीले पीले
Okay, I'm done.
अरे पैसा तो देके जा. What? What do?
पैसा.
Oh, money.
Can you just give something?
Okay.
अरे इतना?
Keep it.
Feel it.
That was good, wasn't it?
Fred?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you see everything double?
Yeah, you know, actually, I'm feeling crispy. Yeah. You can see that girl there? She's so beautiful. Actually, there are two of them there, yeah? Can you see that pretty girl there?
I can see three.
Oh, God. Why can't I see three, yeah?
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing
everything
double. Where do we go next now?
Let's go there.
Okay.
Hey Fred, yeah. Look, what's that?
I can see 10 snakes. Wow, Mario, you think we should go and get ourselves clicked with that animal?
Oh yeah. To the tour guide.
Oh, yeah, we should. You know, actually, I'm very tired. What's this? What's this going on?
I think it's some gathering.
Okay, you think we should just hang on for some time?
No, not again, Fred.
I'm tired, and the snake took my life out right now. Let's just sit and relax for some time.
Okay, just for you.
You saw what a hodgepodge they thought about India and what they came and saw over here, right? So if we try to analyze that, what caused the downfall of this India? What are the causes? Then we can figure out that actually India was the most foolish business person. we are business people who do trading, and you can do trading and give something good, and you give some product and you buy something. But what did India do? She was the most foolish trader. What she did? She sold diamonds and she took broken pieces of glass. Isn't it? She accepted culture. One great person was asked that, what do you think about Western culture? And what answer he gave? It's a good idea. Because there's nothing like culture. It's only a concept. There's no idea of a good culture. So in India, we just celebrated Janmashtami, and we saw that how during Janmashtami, Krishna takes birth from Devaki's womb. So spirituality in India is like that. It is very much there in Indians. But what happens? It's all covered up. It's all covered inside. It is not coming out. And when we see some remnants of it, also it is so attractive. If you see some people practicing this Indian tradition, it is so much attractive. Then what to talk when it must have been in its full glory. It must have been so much more attractive to everybody. But right now, it only remains like a good idea. So actually it's very regrettable that we being Indians, at a time when the whole world needs that, we should have been sharing our culture with everybody, and what we are doing, we have ourselves just given it up. We are not realizing the value and we have given it up. So I just wanted to share a story with you about one of our friends. They were staying in Sion area, and a few years back in Sion there was a tall building, and she was staying over there, and I wanted to increase the compound space down. So they called some masons and they said, can you break some pillars and make some more space over there? So this mason came and he started breaking a pillar. But what mistake he made? By mistake, he broke the main pillar which was holding the building. And all of a sudden, one day, the whole building collapsed. You can imagine. Proper building was there and they only broke the pillar and the whole building collapsed. So who was to be blamed? The society people. Isn't it? Because they themselves did that. It's like there was a story, the Sheikh Chilli story was there, you know, that this person was sitting on the branch and he was cutting the branch. And one person walks down and he asks him that, Are, what are you doing? You know, you're cutting the branch on which you are sitting. So he's saying, so what, you know? He's saying, but you'll fall down. He's saying, nothing happens. You mind your own business, go on the way. And when that man went little ahead, lo and behold, the branch actually broke and it fell off. And this fellow ran after that person. Hey, you are an astrologer, you know. How did you know that the branch was going to break? Now, does it require an astrologer to tell you that if you are cutting your own branch, that is going to fall down? Doesn't require. Nah? Anybody can do that. So we are like that. People are predicting things and we say, hey, how did you know? But we are breaking our own pillar. And I thought we learnt two lessons from this whole episode. One was what? That when you, what Indians have done, that they have broken their main pillar of religion. Right? They broke that pillar, and then what has happened? There is this fall down has taken place. And how do we see that? We see that what a paradigm shift that has taken place. Today, where, what was our culture? And what we have become today, in olden days when Draupadi was disrobed, she was begging for protection from everybody, and then she begged for protection from Krishna. And Krishna came and gave her sari and she was covered. But if you do modern day Ramayana, she will go begging people to disrobe her. That would be, Mahabharata. It would be like that, because today people are paying money to go on screen to appear naked. And people want to outbeat the past people who have done that. Now, naked is naked. What more naked can you go than after going naked, you know? Is there anything else to show more than that? But people are doing that. So something which is so abominable and regrettable is today becoming worship. And you know what is the worst thing? That even after we people become devotees, what happens? We still get affected and carried away by all this phenomena. So the concept is like what? Krishna consciousness has not even sunk into us. One of our gurus, Mahavishnu Maharaj, he was quoting that when devotees get affected by material life, it is like eating, they have eaten food, but they have not digested it. We have learned philosophy, all of us. We learn it, but we are not able to apply it. We are not able to practice it. And we still get allured by all these things. We feel maybe there is some pleasure in this, maybe there is some pleasure in that. And even after having got the highest thing, still we try to run after all these things. So that was one lesson I thought we could learn. And the second lesson, which would be opposite, would be what? Second lesson is that if we try to break the main pillar of sense gratification, then what happens? You let the building of illusory building come down, and then you can construct a new attractive building on proper foundation. You understand? So what we have to try to do as devotees is we want to break that main pillar of sense gratification which is affecting society. Right? And after breaking that, we want to make a new construction of an attractive building with real values which we can actually practice. Not only just learn and hear about, but we can actually practice it. And then actually that is the real duty of every Indian. And that's what our scripture says, that Bharat Bhumi Te Janma Hoya Jeevan Sarthak Kari Kar Par Upkar. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Our founder Acharya, he was one Indian who was convinced of his duty. One Indian who was convinced, he went abroad and he created a revolution over there. What did he do? Slowly he entered like a pin and came out of like a plough, you know. He entered like a needle and came out like a plough. And what he did? He saved India from that disastrous fall which she was having and made her actually a world spiritual leader. He made that. And Prabhupada used to say that if people would understand that what I have come here to do, that to break this main pillar, they would have never given me entry to come over here. Right? And actually the foreign devotees are following Vedic culture even more than we people are doing. So they are more intelligent and we are foolish. But even better than that, what Prabhupada said is if we can follow the blind man and the deaf man philosophy. What is it? Westerners, they very advanced, they are, you know, technically. So what they are compared to? They are compared to blind people. They have a lot of strength, material power, but they do not have direction in life. And Indians, they are lame, technically lame, but they have good vision. So if a blind man climbs on the shoulder of a lame man, then what? There is the best combination is that. And then they will lead you to not only incredible India, but actually the incredible world. We are not trying to profess that, you know, we want to be Indian. We want to be what? We want to be incredible people. And that's what, in one sense, if you go to see, all of us are tourists. This ad, Incredible India, is an ad for tourism. And we are all tourists. From where we have come? From the spiritual world. Originally, we have come from the spiritual world. And that is what we want to advertise. And our hymns and our verses and prayers are there in the books, which say, the advertisement is given, what type of an incredible world that is. That is a world where every walk is a dance. Every talk is a song. There is no birth. There is no death. There is no old age. There is no disease. None of these things are there. Everywhere there are beautiful people around you. There are kalpavriksha trees around you. So we saw that ad of Incredible India. If you read and if you saw such an ad of a place like this, that where there is none of these things, no misery, everybody is always happy. Who would be a fool who would not want to go to that place? So what are we trying to do? What did Prabhupada try to do? He was actually the actual tour guide. He was trying to guide all of us over there, that come to this incredible world, which is over here, you know. Give up trying to go sightseeing here and there, because it's always going to disappoint you like this. So come over here and you will find the ultimate vacation of your life. Like Fred and Mary, they were trying to go over there. What happened to them? They wanted to go for a vacation, for relaxation. But it's so temporary. You go for a vacation and you come back. And then again you are in the same routine, office and this and that. But here it's attracting you to the incredible world where there is eternally no more anything. So I just wanted to conclude with three things, that when we are talking about incredible India, we have our Indian flag, which has three colors. We know. We have orange, we have white, we have green, and we have the chakra. So I just thought, as a take-home message, if we could remember this, that orange, it stands for renunciation. So if only we could renounce our dreams, our false dreams and our false desires, to live in this illusory world, then we could go to that incredible world. Right? So orange color should remind us of that when we see the flag. The white color, white always stands for purity. Peace, purity, right? So what we are trying to talk about, which purity we are talking about? We are talking of internal purity. If we can purify our hearts, and that's what the scriptures tell us. What is the way to purify our heart? The way to purify our heart is by chanting God's names, talking more about things which are pure. When you come in contact with pure things, then you become pure, isn't it? What do you take bath with? Mud? That's not pure, it's impure. You take bath with water because water is a purifying agent. Use soap, which is purifying agent. So spiritual purifying agent is what? The holy names of the Lord. When you do that, you become purified. So that is what we arrange these type of gatherings for, that please come here and purify your hearts. Purify your consciousness. Purify your desires. And then what will happen? You can actually become pure to again. Because you cannot go to a place, if you are impure, you cannot go to a pure place. You have to have a sense of belonging over there. So white stands for that purity. And green. Green always stands for start. Right? Start today. When you see a green signal, you start your vehicle, right? Isn't it? So green starts for start. But start when? After 10 years. We'll do it after we become old or afterwards. No. What is the best time to start anything? Now. Isn't it? We have a bad habit, especially youth, of postponing things. Our parents tell us, study, exams are coming. Exams are next week, no? Next week. Arre, next week will come anytime, you know. Clean your cupboard tomorrow. Always, you know, we want to postpone. But the best time is to do anything is now. Even our scriptures say, now that you have got this human form of life, now, what should you do? Become God realized. So that word now is very important in everybody's life. So that green should remind us of now. And what do we have to do now? Now we should gather the courage to change. Change is always very resistant. Anything you want to change. Before we had only Radha Krishna deities. And when our guru wanted to put two other deities, we were all saying, it will be a big change. Where will the deities fit? How will it happen? And so many more pujaris will be required. So it was a change. People were not ready to do. If you want to change your house, some resistance is there. Well, you want to change your degree, your profession, your career, change your job. So much of anxiety is there. How to make a change? But actually, you have, unless you make a change, you do not get anything in return. Right? No pain, no gain. So we have to decide that I want to change now. And who can do that change? You can hear hundreds of lectures, but only you can do that change. I have to do it. Unless I do it, nobody, we are not thumb-sucking children now that people can force you, chalo, do this, chalo, do that. We have to be intelligent and we have to get convinced ourselves. So when we come to lectures like this, what are we trying to do? We are sharpening our intelligence. It requires, no? Intelligence gets blunted. Today the material world is just blunting off our intelligence every now and then. So we need this sharpening, otherwise you can keep on writing, but if you don't stop to sharpen your pencil, then what happens? At one point you have to stop writing because you can't write any further. So we must take out time. Intelligent people must take out time like this to sharpen our intelligence every now and then and exercise our free will properly. We must do that. And this is the most important juncture when you can make that change. When you are old, you are too old to change. Old bamboos don't bend so easily. When you are too young, you don't have the brains to understand anything. So now is the right age to be able to do. And when we talk about that chakra in the flag, what does that chakra remind us? Chakra is a circular thing. So what is it? We should get motivated to get out of the cycle of birth and death. It's a cyclic thing, you know. That enough I have had. I am suffering. I am not happy. I may claim that I am happy, but I am unhappy about something or the other. Either I am not getting good marks, my boyfriend has ditched me, or my boyfriend is moving around with my friend, or something or the other is happening which is giving me pain. My heart is paining, you know. I am not getting exactly what I want. I am not able to be happy. So I want to get out of this cycle of birth and death, somehow or the other. And that is why we have to understand this, that actually we must realize that I want to celebrate my Independence Day that we spoke in the beginning, and I want to celebrate it in the right way. And do it in such a way that foreigners, when they come here, they do not get disappointed, neither we ourselves get disappointed, and we can actually show them that this is the incredible world which we are talking about, and India can show the right compass. That go to that world which is actually really incredible, so that we can reach there and actually celebrate our Independence Day and become a freedom fighter by becoming free of the bondage of this mind, our senses, our desires, which are all binding us down and pulling us down. We want to become freedom fighters. So let's fight. So when days like this come, Independence Day, Republic Day, we should try to go inside and take a stock that which direction I am going in life. So these are some of the thoughts which we wanted to share about, you know, incredible India. And we please request all of you to ponder on these thoughts. Ponder this message which our spiritual masters have given and try to make this change in your life. And then we can all become very incredible people, all of us together. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We are getting late, so we'll just...